from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that hopes he could be the simple syrup in your lemonade, or simply give you some Simply Syrupies, something. Maybe some like Simply, I can't think of a third word. Simply Syrupy Syllables, for sure. And what has syrupy, sloppy syllables but Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. If you could remember to check them out tomorrow when your hand hits the fridge, you can find everything at sleepwithmepodcast.com. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answers to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, if you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, and I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. And there's a lot of people that help out. Mystery Bart, you have any idea who helps out in the show?
Chris Posty Poster, some sounds like an earful, wrote the theme song, edits episodes, Carl W. the Legend, also edits episodes, Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer, runner, Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bart. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at Sleep With Me Podcast. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bart. And I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's the best place to find me. You can listen to Sleep With Me in your smart speaker. Just say, hey, smart speakers, play Sleep With Me podcast. And that's it. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, you know, just stuff, tossing and turning. Oh, I think I said that. Whatever's keeping you awake, changes in schedule, travel, you're out of town, someone else is out of town, weather, you got something big coming up. I know you got a lot going on. And I'm here to help. And what I'm going to try to do, as I said, is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to try to keep you company. I'm going to smooth this safe place. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. I'm going to say safe place. And then I'm going to pat it again with the universal sign. This is a double universal sign. So it actually is made with eye contact, in this case, imaginary eye contact, where you pat a safe place and you say, come on over and sit down. But also I'm going to move away from this safe place so you have space in your safe place. You know, there's another universal symbol where somebody says, pats a spot and says, hey, come on down, sit next to me. So I just wanted to clarify that this was the other one where you say, hey, come on and sit down. This safe place is for you. As your space, not in space, but it could be. You could imagine it, but you'll have plenty of space in your place. You know what I mean. You know the difference. And then there's, the third kind where they say, like, authority figures in my life, they spat a thing and they say, we're going to try to do this the easy way first. They say, come on over here, sit down, Andrew, and have a seat next to us. And that's when I say, there's a phone ringing somewhere. Excuse me one second. And then I say, zoinks. But I don't say zoinks. My shoes and my arms make that sound when I'm moving outside the panel. Hardy ha ha. Anyway, if you're new, what I'm going to do is send my voice across the deep dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Pointless meanders, rusty tangents, lots of extra words and stuff that can be a bit confusing. And I'll say it right up front, even though we're 6 or 7 minutes into the show, this podcast isn't for everybody. The creaky dulcets aren't for everybody, but give it a few tries. There's no pressure on your end to like me or to trust me right up front. I'm here to earn your trust and see if it works for you, see if I could help. It's kind of like a free trial. You could give this a shot. And most listeners, especially your listeners that listen all the time, say, hey, it took me 2 or 3 tries. So I'm here to help and just see how it goes. That's all I ask. And you don't even have to do that. You could stop listening whenever you want. But I guess my main message is I'm here to help. Let's see how it goes. But even to try to earn your trust, just to barely attempt it, that's why I did that thing with the safe place too. I said, "Hey, you check the safe place out. You don't get, I don't get to sit near you. That comes, that's optional." You say, "Hey, Scoots, come over. Can you bring me a water?" I'd say, "Sure. It's a podcast. It doesn't exactly work." "Oh yeah, here's your water. Right. Oh, forgot to ask if you wanted it cold or warm or medium." And then you might say, "Has anyone ever ordered a medium or a warm water?" You see, yeah, occasionally, usually they'll just tell me they want tea or, cocoa or something. But, yeah, occasionally people like, I just want to make sure I have your water correct. And also, believe it or not, I have a cool water menu. I only bring that out for the most, delicate or interested connoisseurs of water temperature. But you seem like you're really, your palate goes across the spectrum of cool to cold to ice cold, as we used to sing on the dance floor in the 90s or the early aughts, ice cold, how cold. So I do have a menu of degrees of coolness, and it's not based on Celsius or Fahrenheit, We do call it the Outcast Water Coolness Scale. With ice cold, in quotes, saying it as whichever member. I don't know if that was Andre 2000 or not, but we do say that as ice cold. That's the coldest water we offer, other than slushy, but that's a special order. But you could have cool. You say, well, I'd like my water cool. And it'd say, okay, well, do you want it with a glass, a sweating or unsweaty glass? That's how safe this place is. Let me get back to you, though, because I do tend to go off topic. If you're new, you may have observed that, and you're very, like I said, you just like your water, I could see your whatever, a discerning connoisseur. That was the word I was looking for 4 minutes ago. And that's why I'm here, to earn your trust. And what I was going to do before I went on that water tangent, we do have also a special brand of water called tangential water. It's actually just a marketing term, but because the water's free, I could bring you a glass of tangential water. Also, it gets confusing. Lower on the menu, you'll see tangerine water. And when I was pretending to be a customer of my own water service, I did order mistakenly. I'd say, no, I wanted the tangential water, not the tangerine water. And they said, well, this is the tangential water. They said, well, it tastes a little bit tangerine-y. And they said, I don't know what to tell you, Scoots. And I said, Scoots, are you sure you didn't bring the tangerine water? Anyway, so structurally, what I was going to tell you is what to expect for the show. So the show, here's the order of things happening in the show. Very slowly, slow to develop. The show starts off with business. That's how we keep the show going. Then there's an intro, which intros are somewhere around 12 to 15 minutes. We're probably like 6 or 7 minutes into this one. And that's where it just introduces the kind of, that's where it's on me to earn your trust and to see how it goes. And nothing really happens in the intros. So everything happens. It's the kind of thing you may miss and you may not miss. You say, well, wait a second. Maybe you've been to fancy restaurants or spas or, you know, fancy places that I have not been to. But I like to imagine, you know, they'd bring me a water. You know, I say, well, if I had a spa, I don't know, it wouldn't be open. It'd just be my own personal one. But if I was an imaginary spa owner, also that's a magazine I'm working on, Imaginary Spa Owner. Let me know what you think if you'd subscribe. You know, you could think about the title too for a while. You say, well, is it fiction or nonfiction? And I say, exactly. Think about it and subscribe and you'll find out. But at my imaginary spa, like I said, it'd be a safe place. We'd do smoothing, padding, rubbing it down, safe placing. We'd have a water, you know, like I said, when you order your water, if you just said, bring me a cool water, ideally, I would hire a concierge that would know, but just by, you know, they'd say, okay, they could tell by the cut of their jib, as they say, that this is how cool they want their water. But for someone as discerning as you, I'd say, well, when you say, bring me a cool glass of water, do you mean Andre 2000 ice cold outcast water? Not cast out water, like the outcast, like ice cold, like shaking it. Like, do you want me to shake your water? Like, we could bring you shaken water, like a Polaroid picture too. And they usually call that aerated because it sounds better. Freshly aerated, just aerated water. And we could just decide on the coolness of that. Sometimes I bring it in a metal tumbler as part of the presentation. Then I shake it in the tumbler. The tumbler's ice cold, so it's sweating. A little bit cold to the touch, or cool to the touch, depending on what degree you ordered your water in. But that's the intro. A show within a show where I attempt to explain what the podcast is. The podcast is the kind of place where you may get a water menu, or even more likely, you get someone over-talking about a water menu. Ideally, not over-talking while you're perusing it, though. And you'd say, what is this one here? Streamy. And it's, well, it's a temperature of water. We have creaky, we have streamy. I have creaky dulcet tones. This is with the creak, like two E's. And you say, well, which is cooler, stream or creak? And I'd say, well, if you're looking, maybe you want to look over there. You see the mountain stream? I highly recommend mountain stream. Well, is the water from a mountain stream? No. It's just mountain stream temperature water. All our water's artisanal. Artisanally sourced from artists, you know, from good places, limestone. I don't know where the water's from, actually. I'm just in charge of the temperatures of water. If we get into that, that's a whole nother menu, which I'm happy to bring you. But I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm running an imaginary spa here. I'm also in the middle of the intro of introing a podcast intro. So that's the intro of the show. If you're new, Yeah, but think about it. You have the right to wish your water would come whatever temperature you'd like. I don't know, you know, and I'd say, well, judge it more by feel. You know, believe it or not, I've been running this imaginary spa my whole life, and no one's ever ordered creek temperature water. And they keep telling me, take it off the menu, but they don't get it. I say, well, that's what makes the stream temperature water move. You say, without the creek temperature water, no one would buy, no one would order stream temperature water. And that's why I won the imaginary spa. You know, imaginary water bar awards. Okay, I got bogged down here. Don't worry, no mentions of bogs on these water menus. But so the intro's where I lose your, where I show I'm qualified to lose your attention just by being myself. Then we have a little business between the intro and the show, and then we'll have the show. Tonight will be our ongoing episodic modular serial series, The Stand Chronicles, Nuns in Space. But you can fall asleep whenever you wish. You maybe, if you're new, you say, well, I don't know if, what, and you say, well, okay, just kick back and see how it goes, as I said. So that's the structure of the show. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour to keep you company. And I don't know, I guess I'm a little distracted because I keep going back to that water menu, wondering what else I should put on there. I guess I kind of talked that one out, but do spas have those kind of things? I'm just trying to imagine, they have names like that. Usually it's like some sort of repurposed zen is mixed in with the names of spas. Or I think a lot of spas have jade in them or orchids seem popular in zens and waterfalls and then other words that sound like expensive stuff. I just stick to the water menus. I guess that's where I should go. That's where do what you know, they say. And dare to dream, follow your passion. That's what J.C. Joseph Campbell used to always say, follow your bliss. That might be the number one name for spas, either bliss or zen. My bliss is to bringing the world the right temperature of cool or cold water. And I said, is this Esalen, right? I said, come on, but what kind of, Big Sur? When I think of Big Sur, I think of water. Hello? And then they said, would you like to register for it? And I said, how much? What? I said, I thought we were just going to be sitting in hot tubs talking about the bliss of cool, cool water. But again, so those are the structure show. No pressure to fall asleep. Clearly no pressure to listen. Here's the thing. I'm here to keep you company. I've been there, sleepless in the deep, dark night. That's why I make the show. It's very silly and goofy. But I take it very seriously because I want to help. I think you deserve a good night's sleep. And this show is supposed to just grasp just a bit of your attention to take your mind off of whatever you were thinking about. Maybe be just nonsensical enough. They say, okay, I could relax here. And, you know, as a matter of fact, what other menus do you have, Scoots? Well, we have their sources, our water sources. Believe it or not, what I'm pitching the Institute here is on, I'll just let you a little more, one more peek behind the scenes, is I pitch them bringing, each temperature water gets its own glass. But then they got me. They said, oh, is a glass specialized to enhance the temperature of the water? I said, nah, just like a feel thing. And they said, everything's a feel thing for you. And I said, yeah, when you're in the cool water temperature business, you learn that it's all about touch and feel. It's a tactile thing. It's not about the actual temperature of the water, though we can do that if you say, no, I want my water to 22 degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius. You know, we could bring that to you, but we'd be laughing about it, obviously, if I knew if I knew what temperature soaps were, I'd probably be laughing even harder. But you see, you want it 22 degrees? You got it. You, how about Kelvin? You know, we got space age stuff in the bank. We could deliver it even on the Kelvin scale. Though I'd have to ask what you're going to do with it. But yeah, I did pitch my supervisors, which, believe it or not, are imaginary beings that live in my brain too. And they said, well, let's get different glass. And they said, we don't have the budget for that. And I said, you don't have the budget. I was like, they said, Scoots, come on. Just stick with, I said, what about a glass menu then? That's what they said. And with an upgrade where you'd say, well, you know, the creek glass was like a stone, which we've learned even before we did this. You got to be able to see the water through the glass. You can't have opaque glasses at the water bar. But they said, you know, then you could, you know, upcharge them to take the glass home. And I said, oof, you really know the business of water, but it's really not about that. It's about an appealing glass. And then they said, well, who would be delivering these glasses? Because you're very clumsy, Scoots. And I said, you're right. It's only happening in our imagination. So let's imagine we have coordination. And they said, well, why don't you coordinate the end of this podcast? I said, right away. And as fresh as a cool and summer breeze, I changed the subject and said, hey, basically, Spike is here to help. See how it goes. That's it. I mean, I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I'm here to help if I can. Give it a few tries. I really appreciate you coming by. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Stan Chronicles. Nuns in Space is Stan Chronicles. The Stan Chronicles and Nuns in Space are ongoing serial story, episodically modular, contradiction in terms, but really you could kind of listen to in any order because I'm going to give you the whole scoop right now. Nuns in Space, the Stan Chronicles, is the tale of a freestyle soda machine, Stan, and his sidekick, Scooter. They're somewhere out there between the Earth and stars, really, Fievel, in a cloud of delusion that surrounds the Earth and separates it from outer space. In a future where once outer space and all of the beings of our great universe were connected, interstellar commerce, exploration, fun, and friendship. But then the Earth was cut off from space in a mysterious cloud of delusion, which you can hear about in Season 1, Nuns in Space, back in the 400 episodes of Sleep With Me. But now, in deep in a cloud of delusion, Stan commands a salvage ship called the Khali Drogo, with a crew of salvagers and other people. They're kind of sitting in the cloud of delusion, trying to find a way out of it. Anyway, see, Scoots, what's the cloud of delusion? Okay, simple. When you go into a cloud of delusion, you lose your sense of reality. Now, the next question, why is Stan and Scooter? Well, Scooter was naturally adjusted to delusion. Stan, I think, now everyone on board has these delusion field generators, a bit like noise-canceling headphones, or everyone that's awake. A lot of people are asleep and cryo sleep, but that cancels out the effects of the cloud of delusion. And yeah, they're in space. Stan's in charge. Scooter's helping Stan. I think that's it. Like in season one, they had a bunch of adventures outside of the cloud. And in season two, it started in the cloud of delusion, still in the cloud of delusion, but there's still, you know, sleepy action to be had in the cloud, cloudy action, cloudy with chance of goofball Scooter in this episode. But I think that's it. I'm glad you're here. And we also have a Hollywood celebrity here to set up the show. Thank you. The ladies, the gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends behind the binary. It's time for another episode of the Stan Chronicles, Nuns in Space. And that's Mr. Antonio Banderas, everybody. Friend of the show, friend of humanity, star of stage and screen, big screen, you know, every screen. It feels both big and small when you're on it. And I mean that in the, you know, in my heart, but intimate, you know, because I'm connected. That's the small part. It makes my heart feel, you know what I mean? Oh, my friend, don't over-explain your kind words. Also, Antonio drives up here from Los Angeles just to do these promos and gets usually like water. We've been playing some board games from time to time when Antonio quietly sits in my kitchen, quietly, without tapping his fingers or using his phone because he can hear his phone. Hinty, hint, hint, Antonio. And sips his water, doesn't slurp it. And that's one of the reasons you can't have ice or bubbles, because we can hear it on the mic. So Antonio's, I think that's magnanimous, your willingness to just sit in my kitchen quietly without moving. For about, not only that, driving 6 hours or so with your break, then sitting in my kitchen for 90 minutes, and then driving all the way back for free, for the love of people, putting people to sleep. Thank you so much, Antonio Banderas. Oh, my friend, it's a pleasure. So let's get on with the show. Well, I don't know if you've ever, thank you, but yeah, let's get on with it. Like, yes, Antonio Banderas, everybody, thank you. It's me, Stan. Hi, hey, pen pal. I'm a little nervous. I've never directly addressed, you know, pen pal. I'm usually used to communicating through Scooter, so this is new for me, but I'm very excited, pen pal, to be talking to you. And I think, because I got news, pen pal, I think I got bored. And I know Scooter would think that. I'm just a little, I'm feeling, also maybe this is good news, pen pal. I'm feeling like, I don't know, I got bored. I've been trying all these methods. Scooter's been saying, you know, running down my processors, processing without processing, processing about processing without processing to understand, and then not processing about it. And I was getting familiar. I know there's the benefits of being bored, pen pal. And I was trying to understand the concept, but I never felt it until recently. And I don't know, pen pal, does being bored have like an angsty quality to it a little bit? It feels good, but angsty. And I said, I wish I was doing something. I think that thought appeared in my units. I wish I was doing something else. But I'm not doing anything. And then there was other thoughts and feelings connected to a pen pal. Oh, but here comes Scooter. He wants to, but thanks, pen pal. But stick around. We've got work to do. All right, Stan. Hey, Stan, good to see you. Oh, yeah, you want to do a little half hug here? No, shoulder to shoulder, not chest to chest, Stan. Okay, Scooter, just talking to pen pal. That's great, Stan. Well, I got some news you're going to be telling your pen pal what we're working on. Scooter, it's our pen pal. Okay. Well, okay. Really? Oh, I was thinking you had your own pen pal. No, Scooter, we have the same pen pal. Huh. I don't know if you... I actually never had a pen pal as a kid because I didn't have the... Scooter, I know. You didn't have the follow-through. But I don't know if any, I never talked to anybody that shared a pen pal. Well, Scooter, it's the first time for everything. Okay. Yeah, you know, well, anyway, Stan, we got some work to do. We're going on a search, Stan, an internal search for your true north. We're going on a goal search. Scooter, we're searching for a goal. Our goal in searching is to find a goal. I don't know about North, Scooter. A few things you need to know. We're not on Earth, so the magnetic poles. So that's one thing. Also, I have a built-in altimeter and a compass, Scooter. I mean, something. I mean, I have an old-fashioned compass just in case. But those don't function the same way in space, even though we've tried to do experiments like that. We're not, Scooter, you know we're not on Earth. Stan, we're going to do some work. We're going on a goal search to find your true north, which in this case, I guess, is metaphorical or figurative. And maybe that doesn't, maybe no one else will understand this if they aren't, because I guess I never thought about that, Stan. Scooter, also my nanobots, they could fill in roles for searching for these kind of things. And they even have, they have an ability to create compass-like things, an altimeter, your Scooter. So I'm very flexible. Okay, Stan, I need you to clear your mind again. And don't process about not processing. Just try to slow things down, Stan. Scooter, am I going to get bored doing this? I don't know, Stan. That would be a big change. That would be an evolutionary shift if you start getting bored. But I don't think this is going to be boring. As you just listen to my voice and slow down, Stan, and you clear your mind, and I say some words, and slowly you will associate things with them. And I could see by the look on your face, Stan, that you're with me. And I'm going to say, in a perfect world, I would love to be a... Scooter, I'd like to be a child. But there in the bedroom is a child named Stan, dreaming of a career, dreaming of a future of work, in a dreamy way that is good. Dreaming of, Scooter, could I ask some questions? Sure you can, Stan. Could I have a job wearing a suit? Stan, you could. It can't pay you like it, but yeah, you could have a job wearing a suit, of course. If you wanted a suit-based job, I'm sure you could. Scooter, or what about a uniform? Stan, if your dream career involves a uniform, like a service uniform? Scooter, okay, Stoog. I'm dreaming. Okay, Stan is dreaming of a career as a Scooter, as a captain of a dodgeball team. Okay, your career job is Scooter captain, eventually captain of dream job would be member, but a captain of a dodgeball team, Scooter. Okay, because somewhere in space, wait a second, what did you learn about dodgeball? Well, Scooter, I watched a movie with Raybon. Raybon was telling me about dodgeball. Okay, so Raybon was planting ideas in your head, possibly, Stan. Well, Scooter, no, we were just talking. Raybon, I said, that would sounds fun, especially now with my arms and my legs, Scooter. So I could really play. I really think it would be fun. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, we do love the director and writer of that movie. And we're really proud of all the great success they're having. They had as their career on Earth. Scooter, I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, Stan, I'm just going on a tangent because I'm... Okay, let's just build on this, Stan, because currently... In the region of the universe we're in, there isn't any jobs. We could create a dodgeball league, I'm sure. But I want to make sure we're open. With the life you've lived so far and the life you're living now, let's go back there to the child named Stan's room, resting, thinking of uniforms and suits. I guess a dodgeball. Did you wear a dodgeball suit? Scooter, at first I thought it was a suit, or like a dodgeball suit, but then I guess it's more of a uniform. Yeah, suits and as a commander of a ship or a captain of a team. What are the things that Stan, because I think about the things Stan has done here with his rock art and his running arts and crafts and things like that. I'm trying to think of other careers that Stan might be dreaming of. Scooter, you kind of took over the arts and crafts with your performance. And trying to mix it all together. There's even games of dodgeball here. Arts and crafts, leadership, collaboration, searching and exploration. And Stan's like not processing, but maybe the vacuum tubes that ideally are doing some subconscious processing. Stan is a child. Maybe there's some childlike input in there. And people, what else is going on the ship? People are sleeping on the ship here. And we're looking. We're out in the middle of a cloud, kind of in the middle of nowhere, Stan. But still Stan dreams of a career, fulfilling a dream job, as they say. And Stan is just listening and staring maybe at the ceiling or drifting. Images are coming in and out of Stan's mind, ideally, that Stan would share with us. Maybe what's coming in, Stan? A scooter, I don't know. Obviously, stuff. Okay, any concrete stuff, Stan? Like maybe some reference points, some pop culture. You know, ideally, like I like to build off of pop culture references. That's how tiny my cultural window is. But okay, scooter. So like movies, TV show reference points, drifting in and out of my. Scooter, can I scan my history and databases? Because, stuff trickles in and out there pretty quickly. Well, I guess that's an advantage you do have, Stan. Go ahead and do a little scan of what's coming up. Scooter, none of it really makes any sense to me. Well, that's good, Stan. That's good if it doesn't make any sense. Scooter, I can't even... I guess I can identify a few things. Okay, we'll start bringing up... what came up, and let's try to like go through it to see what do we have visually that I could look at, and let's see what you're, you know, because hopefully I could have you. I was trying to figure out a way to hook you into like a deeper. So yeah, let's just see what's coming up, Stan. Well, Scooter, it's just I don't know, Scooter. I feel a little vulnerable, I guess. That's good. Tell me what the first thing you see is. Why don't you describe it and then show it to me? Well, Scooter, it's a kid with red hair. Okay, child with red hair. Scooter, he's a boy. He has like a scowl on his face. And he has like a kind of, his hair is strange, Scooter. Almost different than yours, but a haircut I could see on you a little bit. Okay, tell me more. Scooter, it's kind of like a bit like a mullet, but different, like a flat top with a like a tail to it. Okay. And he has a scowl on his face, eh, Stan? Scooter, he does. Scooter, then Janine Garofalo's coming up for me. Okay, Janine Garofalo. Also, Scooter, another celebrity, Bill Murray, came up too. Okay, this is good. Any other celebrities on there? A Scooter, Matthew J. Fox came up too. And also a 1984 NBC Movie of the Week. Okay, you sure it's a 1984, Stan? No, Scooter, I'm not sure. I blurted that out. Okay, Stan, what else? Well, Scooter, this one's not a pop culture reference. Okay, well, what is it? Scooter, it's you. You were in there, too, with a big look of disappointment on your face. Okay, this is good, Stan. These are clues, so that's okay. You know, the clues don't always have to be clear, but they're clues pointing towards your true north. Remember, you know, the work we're doing. A scooter, there's another word, Wayne, comes up. Okay, which kind of Wayne? Wayne, like Wayne Gretzky, Wayne Zielinski, Wayne, like I don't, the definition of the word Wayne. A scooter, I don't know, just the sound Wayne. Okay, Wayne, Janine Garofalo, Bill Murray, Matthew J. Fox. A scooter, does Nancy McKeon mean anything to you? Like, can you see if it's associated with, like, Joe? Scooter, I don't know, that just popped in my head, too. Okay, Wayne. NBC Movie of the Week, Stan. We're getting there. What about Ivy? Do you sense any Ivy in there? Scooter, yes, the word Ivy. Yes, it is. I can barely see it, though, Scooter. Okay, we're closer, Stan. I think I'm trying to slowly help you reach there. What about, let's go back to the redhead. Any other words or meanings coming? Shorts, Scooter. Okay. Like, what about salute in saluting and shorts together? Scooter, yes, a good use of alliteration. But yes, those words were both in there close together. Okay, I know that scowling a tail haircut anywhere. And so I got to say, and Wayne, is not Wayne Zielinski, it's W-A-I-N, right? Can you see it or you can only hear it? Scooter, I sense Wayne, Wayne, David Wayne, and the movie, Michael J., okay, then what about Meatballs, Stan? Does that come up? Scooter, it does. And American Summer, right, Stan? Scooter, yes, Scooter. A movie with P. Ivy. Scooter, yes, that's the movie Matthew J. Fox and Nancy McKeon were in, right, Stan? And Meatballs and American Summer. And Salute Your Shorts was the other one. And then me, that's pretty easy to sustain. Do you see any links between all these things? A scooter. Okay, Stan, associative, it's not easy. Go ahead. What is a common scooter? They all take place at summer camps. Right, Stan, right. I'm surprised Adam's Family 2 didn't come up. Scooter did, but I was laughing. I didn't want to laugh. It was such a serious... I always laugh when we watch that movie. Right, so yeah, I guess that makes sense. Scooter, so summer camp, that's where you had your whole canoe disaster, right? Well, Stan, it wasn't a canoe disaster. It was a canoe misunderstanding. Oh, Scooter, you always said it was a disaster where you said you knew how to steer a canoe, but you had never been in a canoe before. And then you couldn't find out you couldn't steer the canoe. And then you got written up because you rode into the swimming lessons area in the canoe because you couldn't control it. Yeah, that's not a disaster. That was just more of a, like I learned that I didn't naturally know how to steer a canoe. Scooter, did you take canoe lessons after that? No, I never. It didn't touch a canoe for another 10 years. Also, Scooter, wasn't there some sort of dance disaster or something? No, there was not a. That was more of a letdown. Oh, okay, Scooter. Scooter, I'm also feeling an adult pitcher's incident with it. Is this all happened at this one camp, Scooter? No, let's just, okay, Stan, let's get back to you, please, because really, this is more about finding your true north, not about my biography, but how's this all coming together for you, Stan? What are you processing from this? Well, Scooter, I was actually, I think you're in there for a reason, Scooter. Okay, tell me more. Well, I was thinking of camp. The camps have counselors. That's another theme that is in all the movies and things. And I think if I was your camp counselor, I may have been able to counsel you at camp, Scooter. Okay, what do you mean? well, to keep an eye out for you, Scooter, in a friendly but steering way to say, hey, what if I go on a canoe with you? No, I would have said no. Scooter, this is just an example. I would have been able to offer you counsel at camp. I could have tried different techniques to help you. And maybe you would have had more fun. That would have been the goal, Scooter. Maybe I could have framed it that way. What, do you want to just go for a canoe ride? Or do you want to go on a canoe adventure? Stan, you're really getting advanced at reformulating things. Wow. So this does sound like, does this sound like a career or a dream job you would want to do? Wait, Scooter, you mean that's a job, being a camp counselor? I thought that was something people paid to do. No, the camp counselors, I believe, get paid. Like, Scooter, that is a dream job, then. I could be counseling, and we could play dodgeball, right? I think so. You'd probably have to be pretty, yeah. And then Foursquare is a big one. And there's other things. Scooter, I could be a camp counselor and freestyle soda machine. Maybe a freestyle juice machine. So can that become a concrete goal for you, Stan, that you would like to be a camp counselor? Can that be a goal? Scooter, like a concrete goal. My true north is being a camp counselor. At least as we're exploring it now. Okay, Scooter, what's next? Okay, so if we say yes to all that, Stan, and we're heading in that direction, 5 years from now, where would we be? Where would you be? Well, Scooter, I'd have my own summer camp. A summer camp all of my own would be my dream, I guess. And if you could take an action today to realize that, Stan, that dream, 5 years from now, what action would you take? Well, Scooter, we could start a camp here, building on what we already did, arts and crafts. We could have bunk houses, and we could have a canteen, Scooter. Remember you told me about the canteen? That's where you got your ice cream every day. Yeah, this is exciting, Stan. Okay, let's keep going. What about 3 years from now, Stan? Well, Scooter, I think that would probably take, I don't think it would take 3 years to build all that out, but maybe we'd be in a place where we'd be building a camp that's not in a cloud of delusion 3 years from now. Okay, Stan, what about 1 month from now? One year from now? Oh, Scooter, 1 year from now. I was going to say, 1 year from now, maybe we've tested out a lot of ideas on this ship, and we have a working model, and we're looking at locations for our 3 and 5 year plans, Scooter. Okay, Stan, I'm liking this. And what about 1 month from now, Stan? Where do you see things? Well, Scooter, I think we should start this. I think we could start with the bunk houses, and we could think about if we could replicate the delusion field generators. And we could start waking up other people on board the ship now, Scooter. And then we'd have a bigger crew for any other things we could be working as the ship is a camp. It has to be sustainable and running, Scooter. So everybody has to do their part. And then we could even look for more people out in the cloud, Scooter, that would want to join the camp, that would need to join the camp. We could be gathering more camp counselors, campers, people in need, Scooter, like you, that need a summer camp, not just for fun, but for we could take the not a professional counseling, but a mentee type, friendship and guidance, Scooter. And also, if they're stuck in the cloud, who wouldn't want to be at a summer camp than stuck in a cloud of delusion? Okay, keep going, Stan. You're on to something. Scooter, it would be entertaining. It would be so entertaining, not boring. Maybe we could have a boredom session. But we'd have to figure out how to find more people because it's not working. I mean, we've tried searching. Scooter, I don't know if I'm comfortable with the idea of an honor cabin either. Okay, well, we could figure out the cabins and the bunking at some point. What are you saying about searching? Well, Scooter, I've been thinking about how we search the cloud and what other options we have to scan. I know we're kind of stumped at getting out of here, but finding other people and helping them. I mean, the Khal Drogo's on a search pattern algorithm, but it's still mostly random with some, the algorithms learning about how to guess. And we've been taking, you've been doing a lot of testing and smelling and you're trying to perfect your space sonar, which I do, scientifically, and testing out all the scopes and things. So maybe we could expand that. Oh, Stan, okay, go ahead. As part of camp, you would. Well, Scooter, maybe we could have clubs, like a searching club and a problem-solving clubs and those things. Okay, I like that. Okay, but Stan, let's think like a camp, someone that runs the camp counselor of counselors. How do they get more people as to summer camps as guests? Well, Scooter, I don't know. Don't the movies just drive the demand for the summer camps? Maybe marketing, Scooter. Okay, what else? Amazing offerings, Scooter. Friendly dodgeball. Better arts and crafts. Scooter, counselors that care. Okay, Stan, let me get back to a more basic reason why people go to summer camp. Scooter, because they love it. Why do the parents are the ones that plan it and pay for it. Scooter, I remember telling me how you thought it was such a bargain. Some of the camps, you looked at the prices. Yeah, some of the small camps in smaller areas where my parents live, I couldn't believe the prices. But whether it's a high-priced camp or an affordable camp, what are the parents doing? A Scooter, they're sending their kids off to a place where they're cared for, and they might get swimming lessons, and make friendship bracelets, and friends to give friendship bracelets too. Yeah, the friendship pins. I think at the camp I went to, there was friendship pins. And Scooter, extroverted kids might make friendships, introverted kids might make friendships, and they might have lots of fun. Okay, but let's go back to that key thing. The parents are getting their kids out of the house, Scooter. Okay, because, yeah, they're either getting, Scooter, they just want their kids to be somewhere else. Right, because they have to either work or breathe. It's another thing is, Stan, when is this all happening? Oh, Scooter, it's in the summertime. In the East Coast, especially, and probably any place where it gets hot. Yeah, so the parents get peace and quiet, but it's really hot in the house if they don't have AC. Even if they do, then the kids are stuck inside. Oh, Scooter, so it's a little bit like cabin fever, but in the summertime. Yeah, the parents got to work. They need a break. The kids aren't in school. And also the weather scene. That's always a key part of it, the summer. Okay, Scooter, so summer, need to get the kids away, and this is supposed to help us search the cloud now. Yeah, I think. I'm just trying to think. That's how they get I mean, probably word of mouth is the best way they get the kids to come to the camp. And, pricing, or, I went there as a kid, you go there as a kid. That's what Adam's family, too, was, I think. Okay, Scooter. So it's Scooter, as you'd say, it's friggin' hot, and they got to get the kids out. No AC. They're bored, or they're curious kids. They want to see what camp was like. Okay, and anything else, Scooter? Well, it's just a bit like a coup. Like if you have the kids around your house, they could stage a coup. The parents are like this. The routine's off, and then the kids are running around the house. I think the parents probably feel a little bit of loss of control, and this is a way to resettle their routines. And, like, the sun's out. It gives the kids their own routine where it's nothing, it's just routinely fun. Oh, Scooter, remember you told me about the pot pies and the moon pies, too? Yeah, that's what they had. That's what I ate at camp, mostly. Okay, Scooter, so maybe we need a heat wave. to get more campers. Maybe. Or Scooter, a change in, Scooter, we still don't understand how things move in the cloud. What if we still have to understand if there's any weather movement? You're right. Well, I thought we determined there was no weather in space, but I think we do have to see if there's any, yeah, like low, high pressure, anything like that that's moving things in the cloud. I think Kelly Drogo is kind of basing the guesses on that, like see if there's any flows here. That might help us narrow down finding things. There's also the fact we still haven't encountered any asteroids or any kind of space rocks at all. So that is a very, that's still on my radar. I don't get that. But I think if we could find some flows, even if they're not going anywhere outside of the cloud or any pockets like in the river. I remember I met this guy once and he would just swim through this fishing river. And he would find in the summer, it was big fishing in the fall, but he would find all the spots where all the fishing, like lures and weights would get stuck because of the flow of the river. There'd be little pockets of water. Okay, Scooter, I think we could, and we'll do the, do you want, Scooter, do you want to be in charge of the bunkhouses or... Scooter. Okay, Stan, let's start small. I think you're in charge. I like your ideas. We could start the bunkhouses, the delusion field generators. I could, I guess I could be in charge of like the wrecks. Maybe I could be in charge of the canteen. Oh, Scooter, that's a perfect job for you. Also, Scooter, if you could plan Twin Day, because I know that was something you feel like you missed out on, I'll be your twin for Twin Day. Okay, sounds great, Stan. Hey, pen pal, it's me, Stan. Here's good news, pen pal. We have 4 bunkhouses open. It's been a little while, sorry. And we got all the campers. We have delusion field generators. We've been waking everyone up on board. And we even have different bunkhouses based on how your sleep preferences, your comforts. People sleep in shifts, whether you like it loud or quiet. So we're probably going to add it. We have even 16 new campers, pen pal, that we've taken on board. And we even have, well, it's like kind of like, because some of our campers, we have a couple of campers that confuse and unfuse with one another. So sometimes they're two beings and sometimes they're one. And then we have one small collective of beings. We're a camp open to everyone. Everybody's welcome at this camp that we can find. And we have a rule system. We have camp council for making the rules and those kind of things and helping me make decisions. And people are really enjoying the concept, pen pal. And we're constantly coming up with new ideas with the council and the committees of say, well, it's new rec ideas and resolving any disputes, trying to figure out new ways to find campers, that kind of, also we got Pop-Tarts and Moon Pies now because Scooter was talking about those and we figured out a way to produce those. They're not that tasty, pen pal, but we'll see. And yeah, so camp's going good. And we're constantly saying, do you want to be a camp? Do you want to be a team leader? Do you want to be a counselor? What role would you feel comfortable in? And everyone's doing a great job. I think everyone's really excited to have something to do and to be out of the cloud. And Scooter and I, Twin Day got postponed, but Scooter and I were going to be we're twins, but then. We've been really busy, is the thing, pen pal, like looking for the other ships. Yeah, what happened was, pen pal, we were looking for the flow idea, and then we just happened to come upon, there's another natural being in the cloud with us, the size of a spaceship, bigger than most spaceships, pen pal, almost the same size as Kelly Drogo. And length and mass wise, pretty close. Oh, I forgot more good news, pen pal. We named the camp Camp Whatchamacall. It's Scooter laughed a lot at that. He said, "Stan, I love you." He really said that too. But so, pen pal, so this being that we found in space, Scooter's calling it a space whale. And it kind of looks like a puppy, and it was a mix of a space whale and a space puppy, or a space whale with a puppy face, kind of. And what it does is it's very similar to our ship. It consumes spaceships, like a salvage, but it eats spaceships, I guess, for food. Scooter said it's a circle of life, even in space, Stan. Kind of like a natural salvage. And so then what we've had to do since we discovered it, that's how we got our new campers. We were following the space whale and then trying to go ahead and get people off of the ship if there was anyone on there, or get on there before the being, the space whale, eats the ship, you know, say, nope, nobody's on board or no food's on board. Wait, hold on, pen pal. Scooter's calling. Hold on. Canoe one calling, whatchamacallit, canoe one calling in. Oh, go ahead, canoe one. Stan, I have, Scooter, do you still laugh when I say, the camp whatchamacallit? Canoe one calling, camp whatchamacallit, I love the camp name. We have, three campers on board, and, they're still sleeping. We're going to be sending them back to the ship, Canoe One, over. Oh, great job, Canoe One. This is Camp Whatchamacallit. Very good job. Okay, Canoe One, I just hate to interrupt, Stan, but, you know, as the space whale's been kind of learning, glad you're maintaining a safe distance and we're doing the distractions. I think I'm going to send the campers back, Camp Whatchamacallit, Canoe One over. Scooter, what do you mean? What are you talking about, Canoe One? Camp Whatchamacallit over. Well, the space whale stand, it's learning, and each time we've come with a ship, it's kind of... It's figured out what we're up to. It's a very, it seems like a, not a super intelligent being, but, I think I'm going to head aboard the space whale, or at least I'm going to put on a spacesuit. I'm going to go closer and I'm going to do some close up investigating, Stan, because otherwise, we're not going to be able to keep bringing on campers, cause we've had some close ones. Scooter, they've only been, Canoe One, they've only been close ones, and Canoe One, I don't think that's a great idea. Well, I just think if I could just get closer, I have some probes. I'm going to try to put the probes in the on and in. Maybe we could follow it at a distance. We could guess its heading. Maybe we could take a look around to have a cam, you know, we'll take a look and see if we can see the insides of the being and how it works. So I'm just going to do a flyby. It'll be fine. And then I'll come back to the ship. Scooter, you're going to try to go inside the space whale. I know, Scooter, you're going inside it. And I don't think that's a great idea. No, I'm just gonna go inside, I think, and look around. I've seen enough cartoons, Stan. There's plenty of room in whales. I just got to get in the mouth and get past there. I'll be careful, and I do have probes and stuff. Scooter, this is your camp leader. This is Camp Whatchamacallit saying this is not an option. See, Stan, I have the suit on. I already sent the ship back. Scooter, I command you to return to the ship. Canoe One, I can't. Stan, don't make me fake like I'm fuzzing out here. It's just got to be done. Don't worry. I'm just going to look around, and it's totally going to be fine. Look at how cute, even for a giant being that doesn't seem to want us to interrupt its feeding, it seems like it's pretty cute. Scooter, come on. Stan, you know, we got to keep this camp going. And I believe in you. This is a mission now to bring campers on in need, Stan, that need this camp. And we need to find a way to stay one step ahead because the space whale's learning, Stan. And we just need to add a little bit of predictability and maybe figure out how it's probing space. It could be space sonar. You said it was impossible. Might be possible. It could be space smelling, Stan. And because we haven't cracked the whole search thing, and we can't just follow this. Like, either we're going to lose the space whale, or it's going to catch a ship before us, or, you know, run into us or something, hit it with its tail. And if we can probe it, or if I could get a probe in there, you could probe it, and then I'll fly back. Don't worry. It's Stan. It's a Scooter, I've seen enough movies with you to know what happens. And also that comic book Old Testament, of the Old Testament, Scooter, to know what you're up to. Right. And all of those, it worked out great. So I don't think, you know, it's a long line of things, Stan. Geppetto, Testigo, Jonah, other, you know, I think Scooby-Doo. I don't know if Scooby-Doo, but I think well, at least some of those other cartoon characters, Bugs Bunny and Daffy, maybe Donald or Goofy, have all been in whales and it's been fine. I'm pretty sure we were in a space whale at another time. It's just a different style one. Scooter, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send over my little parts, my tiny parts, my arms and my legs, and I'm going to have them help you. Well, Stan, no, that you need those. No, Scooter, I don't need them. You need them because they're more than a spacesuit. They can give you extra layer. It'll help you get into them. It's like, they'll keep you sustained in there, Scooter. And they can surround you. They can get you out of the whale if you need to. And make sure if any digestion's going on, they'll die. You know, they can salvage. I think they may be working on the same, and they can collect a lot more data and keep stuff off your spacesuit. Okay, so you're sending your arms and your legs to protect me and envelop me, just like the greatest camp counselor ever. Scooter, I am, but make sure, be careful with those. I want you to make sure you bring them back. In parts, I want you to make sure you bring Scooter back, okay? Because Scooter, all those movies have the goofy camp counselor, so without you, there's no camp, basically. You know, the one that wears the goofy hats and is friends with every camper. You got to, you know, plays whatever. You sing songs. You try to, Scooter, you know, you eat lunch with and breakfast with all the campers. Okay, Stan, I'll be very careful, and we'll be careful. I'm going to just be right back. I'm just going to go in there. We're going to put the beacons in there. I'm going to look around. I don't even think I'm going to go in there, Stan, now that you're saying it. Scooter, you're a hero. No. I'm no Geppetto, Stan. And definitely no. Maybe I'll do a Testigo, though. I don't know if there's a blowhole on this thing, but I'll look in. I want to look in the blowhole. That's really another thing I want to do. And also, Stan, I know I can't do this in space, but I've always wanted to do, like, yell into a blowhole to see if there's an echo. Scooter, that's why the camp needs you. Okay, well, I'll be back. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. Your legs and your arms are already surrounding me. They are fast. Your tiny bits are all around me, Stan. Like, it was surrounded in your tiny bits. Scooter, quit trying to make me laugh. It's not funny. Whatchamacallit, Scooter, yep, you're wrapped in my tiny bits, Scooter. Why aren't you laughing? Well, no, don't worry. So this is great, Stan. I'm going to go in. I'm going to cut off communication just for a second while I got to focus for a minute. But don't worry, Stan. I'll be back. I'll be back. There's nothing. Totally in control. And if for some reason I lose communication, just keep following at a safe distance. This should give us a way to keep an eye on it. I'm going to put a couple on the outside. Oh, your tiny bits are already going with the probes to attach them on the outside. This is great, Stan. And we'll see what we can learn. It's going to be great for camp, and they'll be part of our 3-5-1-3-5-year plan, Stan, to have a camp outside of the cloud. Scooter, you're more important than any camp, you know that. I know, Stan, but the campers is what's important, really. Okay, parts, take good care of Scooter. Scooter, I'll talk to you. Don't lose Scooter, though. Don't worry, Stan. I'll be in touch soon. Okay, Scooter. Okay, Canoe One. Well, camp, whatchamacallit, out. Well, hey, pen pal, it's me, Stan. More great news, pen pal. we've been following the, I think it's a fairy. I don't know. It's like it eats metal. It's an omnivore, I bet, too, though, the space whale. And it definitely can detect the ships in the cloud because we've watched it change and scan. And we've been able to stay at a safe distance for now and move with it. So we've, and we have a ship watching club and a whale watching club now here at the camp. So those are both full. And it's, so we're going to work, we're working on an astronomy club even to try to see if we could see any stars outside of the cloud of delusion. Someone had that idea to try to do that, to see if they could detect any stars beyond the cloud. Because there's just shadow, you know, using the whale, because a whale blocks a lot of things. And they said, what if, what's happening? Anyway, interesting work here at camp. Really good things. Really good. We got dodgeball leagues in full swing. We've made a pool, so there's swimming lessons. It's even, so that's great news. Also, great news, I'm trying to use the sandwich method for feedback here, pen pal. So I have more great news coming, but we've also been on, haven't heard from Scooter. Now that doesn't mean, it just means that the whale is a lot of heavy metal in the whale. So we're not, I'm not too worried, pen pal. I'm not worried a bit, but, like we're going with the theory Scooter's fine and okay. And, also this is a double sandwich, I guess, pen pal, cause I do miss not having my arms and my legs, but super great news, pen pal, is we have made a camper of the year. Scooter got camper of the camp counselor of the year, so we're really proud of Scooter, and so we're really proud of that award. And everybody, we had a celebration, and Scooter, we did Scooter imitation contests. Everybody entered, actually, pen pal. It was funny. Every camper could do one, and it was different. And I think Scooter would like some of the new activities we're working on. And we're working on space canoes to leave the ship even. So I know I'm deflecting things a little bit, pen pal, but I'm, you know, I miss Scooter, but I'm really, I persevere, pen pal. I really believe he's in there. He's okay. And we're going to get him. And the reason I think he's okay is because my tiny bits are with him. And like Scooter said, inside a whale, plus my tiny bits would have let me know. They would have come back and told me. So he's fine. It's great. It really is great news. We're finding, we're getting more campers. And actually I know because I can see Scooter there, like in there, he's got a little blanket around his shoulders. He's curled up on the tongue of the, like in the, you know, in that comfortable whale room they always show. And he's warm and snuggled in. He's got, you know, he made a pet of some sort, or maybe my little tiny bits. Maybe he has a little campfire, because that's always the way it goes, right out the blowhole, so it doesn't bother the space whale. I'm sure he's found the echo of the blowhole to be fun. And he's just lying there, you know, really, maybe having some cocoa and enjoying himself, because that was really his dream. He never told, like, that was his dream. That he never shared, but he did share with me privately, pen pal. He said he always wanted to go inside a whale like Geppetto and everyone else. So, and of course he shared that he wanted to yell in the blowhole. So it's good. You just can picture him calmly there, resting. It's warm, warm air, pen pal, wrapped in protective arms and legs of his camp counselor, Stan, who cares for him and all the counselors. And you, pen pal. So don't worry, I'll be back very soon. And just picture that warm, protective blanket around Scooter. I'm sure he's got a smile on his face because he pulled a fast one. He said, I can go inside a whale finally. So he's in there, chuckling, laughing. Maybe there's other journeyers in there that he's telling stories to. I'm sure of it. I'm sure he's in there, chuckling along. And maybe, you know, he's having a good time. Good night.
Yeah, and I think everybody supports the show on Patreon. Raymond, Alana, and Trini. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Sandrine, Gustav, and John. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Catherine, Thomas, and Blythe. Thanks, and good night. Cody, Mitch, and Pablo. Thanks, and good night. Paul, Ikram, and Gritty. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Tanya, Karen, and Mary. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Pete, Tim, and Chris. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Elizabeth, Juliet, and John. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Allie, Laura, and Aaron. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Megan, Amy, and Kelly. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Rinske, Kelly, and Carly. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Patrick, Elliot, and Elmira. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Debbie, Colleen, and Clara. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Dean, Eleanor, and Modern. Thanks, and good night. Joy, Mike, and Evan. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Ricky, Kaluna, and Michelle. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Genevieve, Heather, and Barbara. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Katie, Sarah, and Ayun. Thanks, and good night. Michael H., Michael S., and David. Thanks, and good night. Cindy, Casey, and Will. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Dar, Elsie, and Clark. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Sebastian, Thomas, and Carol. Thanks, and good night. Jen, with two N's, Melissa, and Nunn. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Tanya, Jennifer, and Beth. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Tony, Amy, and Fiona. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Katie, Rebecca, and Mary E. Thanks, and good night. Jason, Evan, and Kelly. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Ellen, Valerie, and Nicole. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Okay, thanks, and good night to Nicole, Michael, and Emily. Thanks, and good night to Lauren, Jade, and Allison. Thanks, and good night to Blair, Aaron, and Steve. Thank you, thanks, and good night to Julie, Shane, and SAB. Thank you, thanks, and good night to Carly, Heidi, and Benjamin. And thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. You could do so if you want to support the podcast over at Patreon, sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron, P-A-T-R-O-N. And Sleep With Me is a proud member of Night Vale Presents and PRX. You can find out more about all the great shows over at nightvalepresents.com or prx.org. And thanks, and good night.
All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts: the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. That's cool. That's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. Then Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.